This podcast's only purpose is for informational use. It is not a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Investing in the market is risky, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Is this episode 24? Welcome to episode 24. I've been digging too deep. Back with another episode of the 2 Cents 20-Year-Old Podcast, the podcast where I talk about the things that you should be thinking about when it comes to your money. Yesterday was the induction of President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, which went surprisingly smoothly and added a couple of performances from Lady Gaga, Garth Brooks, J-Lo, and others like the Foo Fighters, Tom Hanks. I think he did like a monologue, I'm pretty sure. I was on my phone for that part while my parents watched it. President Biden has put us back in the Paris Agreement, which is defined as, the Paris Agreement is a legally binding international treaty on climate change. Its goal is to limit global warming to well below 2, preferably to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. President Biden also set in stone that we would be a remaining member of the World Health Organization, aka the WHO, which has a conflicted reputation between Americans. The reason I bring this up is because I learned something interesting today while I was listening to the Animal Spirits podcast, which is one of my favorite podcasts when it comes to investing and market news and stuff like that. On this episode of the podcast, I think it came out today, actually. It might be today's episode, might have been yesterday's, but on this episode of the podcast, Michael Batnick mentioned that a part of President Biden's $2 trillion American Rescue Plan was a cog that was focused on disrupting child poverty. NACO.org defines the child poverty notion as, quote, county governments play a critical role in combating child poverty, partnering with state and federal governments to administer social safety net services and using local dollars to support innovative programs that help children thrive and promote intergenerational economic mobility. To strengthen these efforts, counties have called on the federal government to commit to cutting U.S. child poverty in half in 10 years, provide flexible resources to local governments for pilot programs to reduce poverty, and to increase funding for key anti-poverty programs such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Program, and Child Tax Credit. They also stated that this would come with a fully refundable child tax credit valued at $3,000 from the age of 6 to 17, and $3,600 if your child is under 6. While listening to the Animal Spirits episode with them talking about this, they spoke glowingly about this choice, which forced the notion, why is this being done? What's the motivation for it? Well, PewResearch.org says that in 2019, the year with the most recently available data, 14% of children under age 18, or 10.5 million children, were living in poverty, down from 22% or 16.3 million in 2010. And basically the whole point they were making is that as two professional financial advisors, they were saying that this could be the point to toe the line. Basically, in reality, what is the tipping point for government debt, especially the countrywide U.S. debt? Child poverty is basically the point where a child knows nothing about depression and poverty. They can't afford college or a car, and really neither can their parents. So the question is, will this policy break that pattern for many kids? In my personal opinion, I think this could be actually crucial. It could be a re-stabilizing step for capitalism that I think this country might need. I often take my comfort and my family's financial stability for granted, and in a time where it's often polarizing to show support for bills like this because maybe they could be seen as far-left socialist. I honestly see this as an opportunity for capitalism to come out of the spotlight of hate and evolve into what it should truly be, a system in which everyone starts from square one, and then it's a race to the finish line. If you have any other opinions on this new American Rescue Plan, please hit me up on Twitter or TikTok and let me know what your opinion is, because I'd love to hear other points of view. Like I said, I think that this could be beneficial because, you know, with kids that that are basically born into living below the poverty line, that's all they know. They don't know of anything else. You hear these wonder stories of, you know, these kids that were living on welfare turning out to be billionaires, but, you know, that's a small percentage of the truth. So I think that is beneficial because, I mean, people tout capitalism as equal for all, but to be fair, it really isn't. a lot of kids have much different opportunities than a lot of other kids. So, but this is a personal finance podcast after all, and the singers at the inauguration aren't the topic for today. The topic for today is juggling school and work. This topic is hugely important to me and is a huge part of basically the hustle that I've had since really junior year, where I was juggling school, work, friends, girls, sports, and grades more seriously than I had been previously. Still remember the winter of my junior year. I basically only had $100 left in my bank account and had spent the last 5 months riding out around $200 to $300 as far as I could without getting a job at the time. You know, it wasn't life or death because luckily my parents weren't going to kick me out or anything, but I was basically not going to be able to drive anywhere or do anything with my friends if I didn't have any money in my account. So I hopped on a job hunt. You know, it's not my first time. Previously, I had only worked summer jobs, so I would always stop working when school came around, and then I would basically just find another job. And I found this position to be a lift operator at a ski resort in my state. Now, I didn't even interview for this job. I basically came in for orientation to meet the company and the owners of the resort, and I was pretty much working the next day. So at this time, I was maybe 16 or 17. I really hadn't worked more than like 15 to 20 hours a week, and I came in for work the next day not knowing what my schedule would be like, looking at the calendar and seeing that I basically had zero weekends off forever wasn't really what I expected. I was scheduled 3 to 8 on Tuesdays, 8 to 4 Friday through Sunday. And obviously having school 5 days a week, it was a profound schedule that I wasn't expecting, but I wasn't necessarily upset about it. High school was pretty much my only break, but I'm sure as you all know, it was still stressful at times. Teenage years aren't easy for anyone, but for some reason, working as much as I did while in school basically kept me super motivated throughout the year. I wasn't stressing about money anymore, and I think that's pretty much all that mattered to me. And, not all that mattered to me, but it helped out with my motivation. It helped out with my grades, to be honest. And the biggest driving force for any anxiety that I had, so I was just able to handle it better. When I finally got that check in my bank account, it was pretty much this big sigh of relief. And since then, I pretty much said, well, if this is all it takes, then I can just keep doing this. And that was pretty much my main focus through the second half of my high school career. So taking myself out of my own shoes and putting myself in the shoes of a 16 to 17 year old listener who feels like he or she are a few levels above their friends, you know, drive and vision wise, there are a couple of things that I would say to someone who's wondering about how they can juggle school and work at the same time. The first thing that I would say is actually an homage to one of my past episodes, Cutting Yourself Some Slack. If you want more information on stuff like this, I go pretty deep into this type of stuff on that episode too, so make sure you check it out. It's episode 10. So yeah, cutting yourself some slack. You're 16. Believe me, I fully understand the fire burning inside you to get after it, chase money at an early age, and create that framework for developing things and creating streams of income. I was and am still that. But what I think I did a good job of was not beating myself up when baseball season came around and I had to quit my job. This meant not getting any paychecks for 3 months. And, you know, the thing that you have to realize is that it's all opportunity cost. To do one thing you enjoy, in my case, baseball, you may have to give up other things. In my case, working. Life is long, but teenage years are short. I know this firsthand, and wanting to make money at 16 is perfectly fine, but I wouldn't dedicate yourself to working 40 hours a week from two different jobs because of money solely. You have friends that you want to spend time with before you all leave for college. You have girls or boys that you would like to date and or take to prom. You have sports that you want to play, and you know, you'll have memories with your friends like I do with all my baseball buddies. And if all of these things means giving up your side hustle because you just don't have time for everything, then that is absolutely not something to beat yourself up about. In fact, it's the complete opposite. Enjoy being void of most responsibility, because once you get to college, responsibility is your 24/7 job, unless you have a trust fund from your parents. Another tip that I would give is change the mind frame that you have when you're in school. I know that people don't tend to like school, and believe me, I definitely didn't like it, but I didn't hate it either. It was a place I got to hang out with my friends and talk to teachers who I enjoyed having, and have baseball and golf practice. You know, those are my personal memories. I don't remember any of the unimportant essays that I had to do for any of my classes. And I honestly think that that's how it should be. If you only see school as a place that you're going to dread going to every day and absolutely hate every second of it, then it'll be tough to succeed, because it'll just be an uphill battle. And it'll even be, you know, when you're looking back on it when you're older, it'll just be bad memories of you dreading getting up every morning. So it sounds like I'm saying you have to love doing homework and taking tests. And actually, I wish I loved doing these things, because I'd probably, you know, it wouldn't have been an uphill battle for me either. I probably would have gotten much, much, much better grades. And studying and taking tests and doing homework wouldn't have been such a chore. But no, that's obviously not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is basically turn it into your side hustle. Get all of this garbage out of the way by completing it and graduating with good grades and getting out of there as quick as possible. You know, I had many friends that dropped out or didn't walk at graduation because they didn't have all their credits completed. And, you know, I just felt so bad, because while the rest of the seniors were basically partying for the last month, you know, going out to lunch with each other, messing around in the parking lot, doing all this fun stuff, I had a bunch of friends that, like I said, either dropped out or had to sit in detention or even take summer school to complete their credits. Those 4 years they had already spent there were being extended while we were all out of school by May 31st. So if work is getting on top of you and you feel like your grades are slipping because of it, maybe get rid of a shift on your schedule if you can afford it, because the last thing you want to do is be stuck in high school for a minute longer than you have to. Another tip is realizing that it isn't forever. This is something that my mom told me a couple of months ago when, you know, I was feeling kind of burnt out from the full-time work and the full-time school grind. And her and my dad had spent their whole college careers working full-time too to pay for a living and food and their school bills. So, you know, I could grab a little bit of inspiration from them, because if they could do it, why couldn't I? I brought up the fact that I was feeling overwhelmed a bit during finals week, and my mom pretty much just said, well, you know, just remember that it's not forever. It's only temporary. And I think that's the thing that really stuck with me, is it's not forever. It's temporary. And that stuck with me through this past semester that I just completed. And it's going to continue to stick with me through the upcoming semester, because it's a simple piece of advice, but it is honestly crucial, because like I said, I hate doing homework. I do like working, but when it's 7-8 hours of working and then you're coming home and having to do 4 hours of homework and then, you know, whatever else you want to do, hang out with friends, play video games, I don't know. There's only so many hours in the day, so it does get a little bit overwhelming. But school is only 9 months out of the year if you have dedicated yourself to working the whole time and you're feeling overwhelmed. Just remember that it isn't forever. I feel your pain, but it's all serving a bigger purpose, graduating to adulthood and doing whatever you want with your life. And the last piece of advice that I have for you, I'm coming up with on the spot right now, I would say that spend high school, because obviously we know that high school classes don't really serve you for anything unless you want to be a math major in college, or if you want to be a quant in finance. Like, math is, you know, it's kind of arbitrary, depends on what you want to do. You know, sometimes, you know, people think that it's not necessary, whatever, but spend high school thinking about what you want to do. This is the time, because when you graduate and you know what you want to do for the next 4 years and you don't question it at all, then it's going to be a breeze. You're just going to go right through those 4 years of college like nothing. You're going to be focused the whole entire time. You're going to be looking towards that end goal. And, you know, if you play your cards right, you might be coming out with very little debt. So I would say that at least within the last couple of months while you're picking your college or while you're committing to your college, I would also focus or think about what you actually want to do in college, because, you know, that's crucial. All right, guys, I will leave you with this. If you are hustling through school or just have a job in general during high school, I gotta say, I could not be more proud of you. that's just how we do it in the Two Cents family. That's how I've done it. And, you know, it's not easy all the time, but it's definitely worth it. And if you're not working, but you're still hustling through school, I did not forget about you. I'm just as proud of you as I am of everyone else. I feel like I'm talking to my kids right now or something. Speaking of that, while we're on this topic of my school year starting up again, I think I might convert to posting an episode maybe once a week because, you know, I started this during Thanksgiving break and the final weeks of my semester last year where the workload wasn't really all that much. I basically had finished all the work that I needed to. I was coasting through the rest of the semester, and that's when I started this podcast. So right now I'm thinking of posting maybe on Mondays. So I post every Monday anyway, but I'm thinking of sticking to just Mondays because that is pretty much the only day I have off. Even though I still have classes, I don't have to go into work that day, so I think that's a pretty good day. And if I find that I have more time than I thought, then I'll definitely go back to posting twice a week. But regardless, I will continue to post twice a day on TikTok and try to post daily on Twitter. Hopefully you guys don't hate me too much. I also hope that you guys finish your school year off well and in style. Do it for yourself. Do it for me. Do it for your parents. Do it for your friends. Do it for your future husband, wife, whatever. You will thank you. Peace out, guys. Thank you.